Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Sparpsic. Wait, nope, not that. Hello, welcome to Prepapalooza. Nope, 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 that's not it either. Welcome to the Greater Lansing Food Championship Podcast. I am Phil Friend, your host for this endeavor of the Lansing State Journal and our staffers, where we are trying to determine the Lansing areas, I shouldn't say Lansing area, just Lansing's best individual food item on their menu. And we have already completed two regions. We have completed the Mexican food region and the American food region. And today we are here to do the pizza region. And it is a all sports ball podcast here tonight. I think it's probably fitting that
sports ball
that maybe it's the sports guys doing pizza. To my left is our high school sports reporter, Brian Calloway. Brian, how you doing?
Hey, not bad. How are you doing?
I am phenomenal. I'm excited to see you guys in person, and we've chowed down on numerous pizzas here today, and it should be a great time. And to my right, our sports columnist, the man, the myth, the legend, Graham Couch. Graham, Mr. Lansing himself, how are you?
I'm doing well. I just had my first dinner for the night. The second one's coming up in about an hour.
And we appreciate that you've made the bold sacrifice to have two dinners, two dinners with us. I'm going to do a little housekeeping here first before we start. So as I've kind of done in the first two podcasts, I'll kind of explain to everybody what I have done. What I did was I went to Yelp, a very popular rating site for various things.
Never heard of it.
And I used their rating system to determine which food items we would use. So they have three. They sort their the restaurants by three categories: recommended, highest rated, and most reviewed. There we go. Oh, yeah. Most reviewed. So what I did was I got everybody's rankings, put them in a spreadsheet, averaged them. Averaged them all out. And these are the top eight. And that's what we've come up with in each of them. And I will kind of rattle off what we're going to eat here pizza-wise. The one seed is the Cosmos / Zubies. And their pizza is the Trust Us, which is a pizza where you don't get to pick the pizza. They will make basically a random pizza for you, and you just have to hope you like it. And there's going up against the 8 seed, Falsetta Casanova's, the Casanova Special. In the 4-5 matchup, it is Sleepwalker Spirits and Ale, Jagged Little Dill versus Detroit Frankie's Meat Lover's Pizza. In the 3-6 game, it is Eagle Monk Pub and Brewery and their Neighborhood Special versus Corey's Lounge, and their pizza is the Special. And in the 2-7 matchup, it is DeLuca's House Special versus Harry's Place and their Greek Pizza. Well, overall, did you guys enjoy trying to eat all eight pizzas at the same time, or how did we not enjoy this evening dine dinner?
When you're dealing with pizza, I mean, it's always got to be enjoyable. I mean, it can be challenging, you know, trying to try eight different pizzas all back to back to back and kind of trying to analyze which ones you like and whatnot, but all in all, fun thing to do.
And here's the thing, is a 41-year-old who has lived in Lansing for 27 years of his life, right? I have, some of these places have been around a while, and I've tried them and know them. And so I know, you have to almost, you know, knowing what else you've had there, just base your taste buds on the pizza at hand. And that's sometimes, I think, a little bit tricky.
Yeah, at the end, we will recommend the other places that we like, the other pizzas that we recommend at some of these certain places. So I think we're all professionals here, and we can kind of handle ourselves in terms of keeping our biases out of it, if there is any biases. Brian, how long have you lived in the area?
Since the fall of 2010, but I've never really had a lot of these places, even though I've lived here, going on 11 years here. So, I mean, this was kind of a interesting thing for me to kind of partake in, to kind of try some of this stuff here.
And I say you guys are grizzled Lansing veterans compared to the people on our first two podcasts, our coworkers who are mostly within the past 2 or 3 years, they've kind of moved to Lansing. And from Graham's perspective, Graham has done a lot of writing about restaurants throughout the pandemic. So he's kind of got a unique view on these places, and hopefully will offer some insight maybe in some of these places if he chooses to.
Well, yeah, like I love the owners at a couple of places, or I like their story, and or I like them, you know, personally. Like Sleepwalker is a place that I mean, that, you know, they have one of the more endearing and, I mean, really, they started not that long before the pandemic, and some of the stuff they've done in their whole, I mean, I'm a big fan of what they do. So, but you have to, again, you take that out of the equation when you're, and by the way, one of the reasons I've tried a lot of these places is I had COVID in April. And I believe that a pizza addiction is a symptom of COVID. Nobody's writing about this, but I, like, every night, all I wanted was pizza, like, the whole time. And it wasn't like I didn't have a very, I got it between shots, between vaccination shots. So it wasn't a very serious case. I had one rough day, but like every day, that whole 10 days I was quarantined, it wasn't like, maybe we should have pizza this week. It was like, which pizza are we having tonight?
Boy, if you are right, then I've had COVID for 41 years of my life. I mean, is basically what this comes down to. I do have to admit, most of my Lansing pizza dining mostly is of the faster food variety than some of these.
There are some good places that do that as well. I mean, yeah.
I mean, a couple of these places on here, and there's one on here that we did not include that I like quite a bit, and we'll talk about that at the end. But any final thoughts before we dive in? Are you guys ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, let's start in the 1-8 matchup. The first item is these Cosmos / Zubies, and their pizza was the Trust Us, as I said at the beginning. It's a random pizza. They choose the items, and what they went with was jalapeno aioli. I may have pronounced that wrong. I apologize if I did. Ground pork, Monterey Jack, arugula, diced tomatoes, and white onions. And the 8 seed is Falsetta's Casanova and the Casanova Special, which came with ham, ground beef, pepperoni, mushrooms, onion, and green pepper. Well, let's start off with the 1 seed here in the Cosmos / Zubies and their Trust Us pizza. Graham, what did you think of it?
Yeah, I love Cosmos crusts, always have. Like, I think they do a great crust. It's kind of firm, but good. You know, it's not a floppy pizza. I'm a huge fan of what they do there. I thought it was really good. It wasn't my favorite pizza that I've had there. But the base of a pizza can, to me, just the texture of it can add so much. And it was really good.
And kind of going off what Graham said, I mean, I'd kind of be interested to try what else they had on their menu. There's some of the toppings for me. I mean, my wife thought I was funny that I was coming in here to do this, being the picky eater that I am. So
you like ketchup and that's it on a burger, right?
Yeah, yeah, you know, ketchup and mustard.
Ketchup on a hot dog.
Kind of a simple and plain kind of person when it comes to things like this. So, you know, arugula, you know, I was like, you know, not kind of my favorite kind of topping. And also, you know, for me, just you know, having to trust, you know, the toppings that someone else puts on the pizza, you never know what you're going to get there. So
I think that's the beauty of it. That's what they like about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're an adventurous eater, I mean, I think it's something that's pretty cool. But for me, I'm not as adventurous when it comes to, you know, kind of the pizza side and things like that. I mean, interesting texture and whatnot, but was not my favorite of the bunch that we had today.
What about you?
Yep. Well, I thought I liked the pork and the Monterey Jack mix. I liked the way when those combined together into a pretty great taste. And you mentioned the crust. I liked the crust as well. To go with what Brian said here, I did not really care for the arugula on my pizza. That's not something that, look, I am a short, fat guy, so greens are not really my necessarily something I divulge a lot in. So maybe that kind of skews a little bit, but I feel like I'm open enough to know if, like, I actually sort of like this, but I just don't want to eat it in my free time. But I just didn't like the arugula part of it. But overall, I mean, I do love the idea that they were just trying to do something different here. And they added a different component to their menu where it's like, hey, we're going to throw a bunch of random things on here. We hope you like it.
And for anybody who's been to Cosmos, like, their crust is really good on everything. And they do a lot of really nice pizzas. I mean, it's just a fantastic place.
All right, well, let's move on to Falsetta's Casanova and the Casanova Special. Brian?
Oh, yeah. This was one of my favorite pizzas of the night, actually. You know, I'm not a person that will typically get green pepper on a pizza, but I actually kind of liked the way that it tasted, just kind of with all the other ingredients.
I like how, like, green pepper is an exotic thing for you and most people.
But, you know, I kind of liked the way that, you know, it kind of tasted all together. And like I said, it's just one of my favorite ones of the night here.
Yeah, no, I thought it was really good. It had a little bit of DeLuca's and Corey's to it. There were some similarities in terms of the texture and the thickness and the toppings and how well they were. I mean, it really, I thought it was a fantastic pizza. I had, you know, Falsetta's is one of the places on here that I had really never had as long as I've been here, and it will definitely be back. Thought it was outstanding.
Yeah, this is going to be like one of the more stunning things I will ever say in my life, but I thought combined with all of the ingredients they had out there was a little too much cheese to go with it. And again, I'm not a big mushroom guy, and I didn't really particularly like the mushrooms on my pizza, at least from this Piccolone, but on the whole, I thought it was a pretty good presentation. But yeah, I don't know where it ranks compared. That's probably middle of the pack for me compared to everything we ate today, but that doesn't mean I don't like Falsetta's Casanova on the whole. They have some other pizzas I've had before that I've liked quite a bit.
So. I will definitely be there.
All right. Are you guys ready to vote?
Yes.
All right.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
So what do we do? How does
it work? I will count down. I'll go 1, 2, 3, and then we will say the restaurant.
Okay.
The restaurant's name. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Falsetta's.
All right. Falsetta's Casanova it is.
Wow. And don't get me wrong. I think it was close. I'm a big... and I think this is one of those places, too, where I liked this edition of Cosmos, but I just... Like, I can tell with their crust that I just... I don't know. It's a good vibe.
You know what? I thought about it, and I think I'm gonna retract my vote here.
Are you?
An unprecedented move here. I think I'm gonna switch to the Cosmos.
Phil Friend's email address for those at Falsetta's is
pfriend@lsj.com. Feel free to deliver.
I gotta say this though: if you're a Falsetta's fan out there in the bracket, like this is a 1-8 matchup, and this is like Georgetown Princeton here in 1989 or whatever. This is really close.
All right, Cosmos it is. Moves on. All right. In the 4-5 matchup, it is Sleepwalker Spirits and Ale and the Jagged Little Dill versus Detroit Frankie's and the Meat Lover's Pizza. So the Sleepwalker Pizza, the Jagged Little Dill, comes with a house-made dill dip, house-blend cheese, dill Havarti pickles, and red onion. And Detroit Frankie's entry was a Meat Lover's Pizza that came with pepperoni, bacon, Italian sausage, and ham. Well, let's start with, I want to start with the 5-seed this time. Let's start with Detroit Frankie's, the Meat Lover's Pizza. It was definitely Meat Lover's isn't a basic pizza, but it was definitely the least basic of everything that we ate today. I don't know if that's going to ding them here or not, but I will say that it's hard to mess up a Meat Lover's Pizza, but I really liked the Meat Lover's Pizza. I loved the size of the slice, all of the ingredients, and the cheese were even, nice and even, good. Fertile is not the right word, but sturdy. Good sturdy crust, and that was the first piece I ate, and I devoured it in about 5 seconds. So, yes, I really enjoyed Detroit Frankie's pizza.
I thought it was simply outstanding. I really did. It was just a really good Meat Lover's pizza, and you're right. I mean, your Meat Lover's is if you're looking to just win around with us, this crew, Meat Lover's is probably the way to go.
Yeah.
but it's just in pure taste, and I'm trying to think beyond that, but... It was really well done, and I mean, I wrote down simply outstanding. Like I thought it was that good.
I agree. I mean, I actually grabbed 2 slices of this because I was that impressed with it. And I mean, and like you said, I mean, it's not the most outrageous pizza or anything like that. Kind of simple, plain, and basic, but it was a well done pizza. Like Phil said, just the way the toppings were distributed on the pizza, I thought was great. I had never been here before, but. Definitely some place that I'd like to, go again and try with my family.
All right, well, let's move on to... I want to do Sleepwalkers second because if you listened to the American Food Podcast last week, we had pickles randomly showed up in a lot of different things, and obviously the dill pickle is a huge component of the Jagged Little Dill. As Graham said, there's a nice story with Sleepwalker. They opened up in 2019 right at the, near the beginning of the pandemic, and... The person who runs it, Jeremy Sprague, he started as a home brewer, and he went from beer to selling his beer and then going to farmers markets and selling the beer and then eventually turning the beer and food into, a restaurant.
When I was doing a lot of interviews on restaurants early in the pandemic and then most recently, and a conversation I had with him in May or April, I can't remember, not long ago, one of my favorite people to talk to in restaurants around here. I'm excited about some of the stuff they do and look forward to going there more often. But for this pizza, like the pickles change a lot. Like, yes, you know what I mean? Like
you're going for broke if that's
yeah, it, right.
That's
and what's interesting, we should say this, that there were other people from the LSJ who were in the room because there's free pizza.
Yeah.
and some people loved this. I mean, really, there were a couple people that this was like their favorite thing. And so that I think that's an important note. For me, I even took a couple of pickles off to try. It was a good basic pizza without that. But the pickles are if you're in the mood for that, it's a great pizza. But they change the taste a lot, the flavor profile of the whole thing, and I probably wouldn't order that particular pizza.
When I took a bite of this, I mean, the first thing I thought about was my wife loves pickles, and, you know, Bilbo's in Kalamazoo, kind of a famous pizza place with, you know, dill sauce and everything like that. And I mean, she'll go there and get, you know, a whole bunch of dill sauce. And so the way I thought about it is, it's a pizza that she would have definitely enjoyed. Me, not so much. I'm not, you know, like Graham said, the pickles kind of are a game changer when it comes to tasting the pizza. I love onions on pizza, but just the pickles, just a little bit too much. But I'd be interested to try, you know, some of the other pizzas that they have there, some of the other toppings, and just give that a shot.
Yeah, you guys haven't really said anything that I disagree with. I thought I liked the crust. Crust was good. The cheese was good. But when you throw in the dill dip and then the dills and the pickles and everything, it just wasn't my favorite. But I've had their pizza before, and their pizza's delicious.
And I know what you mean about like the dill and Bilbo's in Kalamazoo. That's like my wife's favorite place too. But it's
check mark for a Kalamazoo reference. Kalamazoo. Although I will say Brian brought it up first.
Yes, yes. That's not my fault.
All right, let's vote here. One, two, three, Detroit Frankies. All right, they move on to the Sweet 16. Next matchup, 3 seed, Eagle Monk Pub and Brewery and their neighborhood special, and the 6 seed, Corey's Lounge with the special.
Wait, give me those seeds again, please.
Sorry, the 3 seed, Eagle Monk Pub and Brewery with the neighborhood special versus the 6 seed, Corey's Lounge with the special. Okay. All right, so the Eagle Monk Pub and Brewery, their neighborhood special, on a Sweet Baby Ray's honey barbecue sauce, a 4 cheese blend with chicken, sausage, bacon, pineapple, and jalapeno. And you could taste all of that in every bite that you had. And Corey's Lounge, as I said, they had the special that was pepperoni, ham, mushroom, green pepper, onions, and tomatoes. Well, let's start with the 3 seed here, Eagle Monk Pub Brewery. It's a great story how the neighborhood special even ended up on Eagle's Monk's menu. This particular pizza was a custom pizza that one of their longtime customers always ordered on his own, and it became so popular that they decided just to add it to their menu, hence the name Neighborhood Special. And that customer is still alive. He still goes to Eagle Monk all the time. So it is clearly still, you know, it's one of those things that attaches it to the neighbor, to Eagle Monk. And that's, I think that's why this is the food item that we have kind of chosen to represent Eagle Monk here.
No, as a mug holder at Eagle Monk, I can tell you they have very, very good pizza. You want me to go first on this one?
Go ahead, since you started.
Okay. So I am a big fan of pineapple. I think pineapple for some people is like putting a pickle or whatever, but I love pineapple on a pizza. I don't get to eat it very often because it's not the people around me in my life. It's not their choice, and I'm not a picky pizza eater, so I don't mind. But I really enjoy it, and that to me was the dominant taste. Jalapenos I'm always a little nervous about, and I kind of eat around them a little bit. But I thought it was a fantastic pizza, and I love the pineapple on it. But again, when you go pineapple, to me, it's like going pickle. That's the dominant taste to me, and that's what I felt. I like Eagle Monk's pizza a lot, and I like this pizza a lot.
I thought that's kind of how I felt. I mean, just pineapple for me is comparable to, and jalapeno as well too. We're kind of like throwing pickles on the pizza. I mean, I like the amount, the servings of the toppings on the pizza, but for me, it kind of was similar to the first pizza. I mean, it just wasn't my favorite just because of some of the toppings that were on the pizza.
Yeah. I got to say, I am surprised how much I love it. As we talked about earlier, I am not a fruits and vegetables guy. I certainly don't eat pineapples or pineapple in my free time at all. But whatever it was on this pizza, maybe combine them with
barbecue sauce?
Yeah, the barbecue sauce.
Oh, it's terrific.
Yeah, the barbecue sauce was terrific. And you combine that with all the other toppings. And the pineapple was like, oh, do I really like this? I think the answer was yes. I actually enjoyed it quite a bit.
And you're up against a mountain, because I feel like we probably should have somebody in here with a little more eclectic taste so we don't wind up with a final four of meat lovers.
Well, there's only one meat lover, so that can go. But and then the 6 seed is Corey's Lounge with the special. Brian, what'd you think of it?
This was one of my favorites of the night, the special. I think it was tomato on it as well, too. It just, you know, kind of some of the ingredients. I felt it was very similar to the DeLuca's pizza that we had as well, too. And, you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, the pizzas that they have there as well, too. So I think that's kind of, you know, why I enjoyed it so much, is just because of the similarities that was to, you know, DeLuca's.
This to me is like a situation where it's an underseeded deal in the tournament where, like, you know, Corey's must have played a weak schedule, and the NCAA tournament selection committee didn't really understand what they had. Because, look, Corey's another place I had never had before. unbelievably good. And I wrote the same comparison to DeLuca's, similar in style, and I thought it was very, very good, and we'll definitely be going back to Corey's.
Yeah, let me talk about just Corey's versus. I also really enjoyed their pizza as well. I don't know what it was. I don't know if the cheese just had a little different taste than the rest of the other pizzas, and that just made it stood out. I don't know if it's cheese or if there was something
stood out
bread.
Good or bad.
Good in good, a good okay. in a good yeah, way. Yeah, yeah. It just had a different taste to it, and I love the way that it tasted. It was the I wrote down here, it was the best first bite that I had today was the pizza from Corey's. But this is, like you said, this is a tough matchup. I don't know where I'm going to lean here. You've got, I think, two very good pizzas. I love the neighborhood special story. I love the pizza too. I love Corey's Lounge's pizza. So
both of these could win a second round matchup. Let me put it that way.
Yeah,
and that's what makes it tough.
All right, do you guys need to think it out a little more, or are you guys ready to pick between these?
I know where
two?
I'm going. I think.
Okay, me too. All right, one, two, three.
Corey's.
Eagle Monk. Okay, Corey's it is.
And that's really hard because I love the Eagle Monk. I love that Eagle Monk pizza. I just thought Corey's was outstanding. And again, this is like a matchup early on that you're like, wow, those two teams are incredible.
And that's how it goes sometimes. We can't have 3-0 games, yep. Throughout the entirety of the first round.
Because put it this way, if we were to rank these, I think, and to go to the second round that way, and I'm not saying we're changing the format, I'm just saying if we were to rank them 1 through 8, and take the top four, I think Eagle Monk would have made mine.
Final matchup here: the 2 seed DeLuca's with the house special, and the 7 seed Harry's Place with the Greek pizza. So, on the DeLuca's didn't list their items on their menu, and I did not write them down when we ate the pizza. But so, just imagine what the house special.
It's very good. It's a supreme style pizza, supreme. You know. And in full disclosure, this is a West Side neighborhood Royal Rumble here for me. Like, I mean, I live in the West Side neighborhood. I go on a walk every day that takes me right by Harry's. DeLuca's is not far, and love both places. But I had never had a pizza at Harry's. There are lots of things I've had there. I've never had a pizza before this, and it was outstanding. DeLuca's I've had,
quite often,
15 times this summer.
So let me tell you what was on Harry's Greek pizza. That was feta cheese, gyro meat, tomatoes, pepperoncini, onions, and green olives. So that was the Greek pizza from Mary. So we already talked about the DeLuca Supreme. Brian, I think you're a big DeLuca's fan as well. So what did you think of the pizza?
Yeah, actually, I hadn't had DeLuca's in a while either. Oh. And it was DeLuca's was actually the only place on this list that I'd actually eaten at prior to tonight. And, definitely didn't disappoint. And, I just, DeLuca's just kind of what they do with the toppings, just the taste of it, the crust, everything about it. And, I definitely enjoyed it. I mean, like I said, it had been a while since I had actually eaten a DeLuca's pizza as well, too. So it was good to be able to, try some again.
Yeah. Not to spoil the vote here, but DeLuca's was probably my favorite pizza that we ate today. Just it was a good mix, thick crust, tough crust. And when you just eat the pizza, it's like, oh, this feels like a pizza right here. And I really like that. So I'll move on to Harry's here and the Greek pizza.
What do I get to go on DeLuca's?
Oh, I thought you already... Did you not say anything?
I didn't really say anything.
Okay, no. Go ahead.
No, but I'm just kidding. I love DeLuca's, and I love this particular pizza. This is one of the two pizzas that we order most often. So that's one of those things, too. You know exactly what you have in it and what you love about it, and it becomes something you start comparing other pizzas to, and it is just fantastic. I could eyes closed. You give me a DeLuca's pizza, I know exactly what I'm eating, and I'm very happy.
All right, well, let's move on to its opponent and Harry's and the Greek pizza. I thought Harry's had a nice little kick to it when I dove in. I'm pretty sure it was the feta cheese that really kind of gave it that little special kick. But overall, I enjoyed it, and it was also, like I wrote here, great first bite as well. So it was just a little surprise for me to like Harry's.
Yeah, to me it was all right. I mean, I like gyro meat. It's a little interesting, trying it on the pizza as well, too. And, feta cheese is not my favorite of cheeses, but, taste that a little bit in it. So this was just, it was an all right pizza to me, but just kind of with the matchup that it was in, I mean, it kind of makes it tough.
So, I love feta cheese. If I had enough whiskey and you give me just a tub of feta cheese, I might eat it. But the... It's a single gram 10 years ago. I love that taste. I love that bit of it. And I was I mean, I didn't know what I was going to expect with Harry's Pizza. Again, I hadn't had Harry's Pizza. I've had a lot of other things there, and enjoy it a great deal. And I mean, it's really a cool story. It's a neighborhood bar that's the oldest bar in Lansing in a lot of ways, because, I mean, it started with the old Durant plant, which then became Fisher Body, you know, over Verlinden, and it's been around 100 years. But so just great pizza. I don't want to say surprised. I just hadn't had that before. And I think I want to order it again and order more of their pizzas.
Yeah. You mentioned how long it's been. 1922 is when it opened. Yeah. So 99 years. And today was the first I've ever actually been inside Harry's. And
I think it was 21.
It was very nice. Maybe I had 22 in my notes here, but I'm willing to concede that I might be off.
It's either that or I'm incorrect in the story I wrote last year, which I'm a little worried about. But the other thing is they were closed. So one of the debates in Lansing always is what's the oldest? It's like Kewpie sandwiches, you know, and Stober's claims to be the oldest bar because Harry's at the beginning did not have alcohol. It was more of a lunch counter. And then in the 30s, it became more of a bar. So there's all sorts of debates about what's actually the oldest place.
All right. Ready to vote here?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, DeLuca's. All right. Okay. I will recap what we did here in the first round. In the first matchup, the Cosmos defeated Falsettas Casanova 2-1. Detroit Frankies defeated Sleepwalker Spirits and Ale 3-0. Corey's Lounge defeated Eagle Monk Pub and Brewery 2-1. And DeLuca's with a 3-0 win over Harry's Place in the first round of the Pizza Region. All right. So as I said in the beginning, do you guys have any other food items from these places that you want to share that you really enjoy that you'd recommend to our listeners?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, the barbecue chicken pizza at DeLuca's is worth your time if you haven't done it. Harry's Place, very good olive burger. Very good. They do a fish fry on Fridays. They do a lot of good burgers and they have a Greek burger. They have a couple burgers on their menu. They're just our go tos. For me, Eagle Monk, they have a lot of really good pizzas. I'll just say that, for Eagle Monk. And those are probably the ones that I would recommend that I've been to a lot.
I'm interested to actually try some of these places again. I mean, just because like I said, DeLuca's was the only place that I had to eat in that before. I mean, I picked up the pizza from Corey's. I didn't know where I was at, and I never been there before. But you know, it was interesting, just you know, kind of driving up to some of these places and actually going into them and kind of seeing the surrounding area and what they're all about and everything like that. So I'm actually anxious to, you know, maybe check out some of these places and you know, maybe grab a different kind of pizza and you know, just kind of try to explore what else is on their menu.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to get both the perspectives. Some, you know, people who have eaten a lot of these places before, and then someone who's never had these places before, and then you know, coming with a fresh perspective on something and. For maybe veterans to disagree with when you say, I didn't really like this place or anything like that.
Another thought, and this happens when I go pick up DeLuca's Pizzas. They sometimes have this massive ice cream cookie sandwich that they do fresh that they go quick. And it sits there in the freezer and just taunts you while you're waiting for them to get the yes. pizza. I've never actually gotten it. But one of these days, I'm just going to go get that.
That has happened to me multiple times. Yeah. Right? I feel like they make you purposely wait.
And just sit so there.
Because you have on the bottom of the shelf, there's the sodas, and then you yep. look to the right, and there's cakes and ice cream. It's like, you're really trying to get me to do this, aren't you?
It's so huge. It's a meal on its own.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Brian, where can we find you out on social media?
On Twitter at Brian_Calloway.
All right, Graham, where can we find you out in the world? A lot of different places.
Yeah, at Graham_Couch. I do a 3-day-a-week podcast, Couch in the Rube, that you can find. And then I guess same with Brian here, the LSJ.
So I also do things with both of these guys. Brian and I do Prepapalooza, which is weekly during the high school football season and then sporadic throughout the rest of the year. And then Graham and I are 2/3 of the Spartan Speak podcast, which occurs usually weekly during football and basketball season. I don't think we have done a Spartan Speak since late April, so maybe we'll get on that here in the near future, or we'll just wait until the week before the first game of the year, and we'll fire it up and go for the grand slam. Like nodding, yep, that's it. Now you can find me on Twitter at Phil_friend. And once again, as I've said at the end of the first two podcasts, I hope everyone is enjoying it. And please feel free to tell us where we're right, where we're wrong, how bad or great our opinions are. And once again, thank you very much for listening.